So today's episode is going to be a little bit different than my normal episodes. Normally, I bring you tips on how to get through your grief journey, how to keep living this life, keep walking with Jesus as he pours out his healing on your heart. I like to talk about faith, different topics and things to strengthen your faith, because our faith is a very important part of our healing and grief journey. But sometimes I like to bring things that are more about your life, because we are Christians and we are grieving mothers, but we are also women and moms and wives. And so every now and then I like to talk and touch on that part of our lives, not the Christian part, not the grieving part, although those are the two big things in our lives. I want to touch on the other parts too. And so today I wanted to talk about ways that you can have a peaceful home. Peace is something in this grief journey that is so important, because grief is the opposite of peace. The sadness that we have to walk through is not peaceful. And so finding ways to have peace in the middle of our grief journey, I believe it's very important. It's how we can kind of give our mind a break from the heaviness that crowds it on a daily. There are lots of different ways that we can have peace, but we can cultivate an atmosphere of peace in our home that when we come home, it's a place of peace and we can feel that peace. And so today I just wanted to bring you three easy ways. These are easy, nothing crazy, that you can do to help make a peaceful home. I pray this episode blesses you. Welcome to Unlocking Joy After Grief. My name's Courtney, wife, mama of six kiddos, one in heaven waiting for us, and that's why I'm here. In 2017, we lost our four-year-old son, Sam, and it's my joy to share with you everything this journey has taught me. So if you're ready for biblical encouragement, firsthand lessons, and support from a fellow grieving mama, then let's lace up our shoes and begin walking this road together. So I have little kids. My youngest is going to be two in about 3 months. So just shy of two. And then I have a five-year-old, and those are my two youngest. I do have older kids too, but my two young ones, they tend to make messes, right? They play and they play hard. And usually the state of my home shows it. I work from home and we homeschool. So we're here all day long, every day. And by the end of the day, you can tell lots of fun has been had here in this house. So it's easy for my house to not feel peaceful, just for the simple fact that there's stuff everywhere. So my first thing to suggest is to clear off your spaces. So clear off your counters, clear off your table, pick up the toys, things off the floor. There's something about just having those spaces cleared off that instantly brings peace. I can tell a difference in my mind when my house is a mess and has stuff everywhere, all over the counters, all over the floor, toys all over the floor. You know, there's dishes in the sink, as opposed to an empty sink, clean counters, toys all picked up. Like, it instantly brings a peace. So if you have stuff all over the place, all over the counters, simply clearing those counters, clearing the floors can bring you a peace into your home. If you have a lot of clutter, things like that, you might have to declutter. There are two YouTubers that I love watching that talk about decluttering, and I'll have them both linked in the description of this episode. But one is Clutterbug, and the other one is The Minimal Mom. And so I'll link both of those. Those are great YouTubers to watch that talk about decluttering and simplifying your life, so there's not a lot of stuff there. But one thing I did want to say is, as you're clearing things off your counters, maybe decluttering, getting rid of some things to make your life more simple and your home more peaceful, there's a topic of what to do with your child's things. And it's a hard one, because there's no right answer to this. I'll tell you what I did, and maybe it can give you permission to do the same thing. But I was faced at one point, like we all are, with what do I do with Sam's things? What do I do with his clothes, his stuffed animals, the things that he loved? There were a few things that were very precious to me. I had a china cabinet that my grandfather gave me. So I put those things in the china cabinet. I didn't want dust on them. I want them preserved and safe. So I put them in there, and that's where his, like, the important things to me that were his are in there. So I can still look at them, and they're safe from, like I said, like dust and things like that. But what about the other things? All of his clothes, his bicycle. I didn't do anything with them. When it came down to making a decision of keeping or getting rid of, I could not make a decision. I didn't want to get rid of them, but what do I do with it? And so what I did is I put all of his clothes in a box, and I still have them. We still have his bike in our garage. And honestly, I don't know if we'll ever get rid of it. But just giving myself permission to not have to make that decision was so freeing. Because I kept battling back and forth. What do I do? What do I do? And then I was like, you know what? I don't have to make a decision. And I never have to. Like, if his clothes stay in that box until the day I go to heaven and see him again, then that's where they're going to stay. So that's one decision that I can take off of your mind. If you have to do something with it, but you can't come to the decision of getting rid of it, then don't. Don't get rid of it. You can put it in a box like I did. Put it in a closet. If it's something special to you, you can put it in a china cabinet like I did. You don't have to get rid of it. So I'll give you permission to not have to make that decision. Just set it in a box, a shoe box, like a Rubbermaid box with a lid. Put it in your closet, in the top of your closet, in your garage, wherever you want to put it. And just keep it there until there comes a day when you say, okay, I think I'm okay to get rid of it. And you know what? That day may never come. I'm 7 years in and we still have his bike. We still have his car seat. We still have his clothes. I have not gotten rid of one thing of Sam's. And I do not see myself doing it at this point or anytime soon. And that's okay. I gave myself that permission to not get rid of that. And so as you're going through decluttering, getting rid of things, it's okay to not be able to make that decision. And you just put it wherever is best for you and leave it there. And it can be there forever until we go to heaven. We don't have to make that decision. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that while we were touching on that topic. So the second thing that you can do, which is super easy, is just open your blinds, pull back the curtains, and let that natural sunlight in your house. It's been proven that natural light, sunlight, can help reduce your stress levels and anxiety. So just by simply opening the blinds up, letting that light in can help your stress levels, your anxiety, can help boost your mood and bring some peace in your home. Natural light can also help you get better sleep. It sets your circadian rhythm, which is like your body's internal clock of when it's time to be awake and when it's time to go to sleep. And sleep in our grief journey is hard. So anything we can do to help is a bonus. So not only will letting that natural light in bring peace to your home, boost your mood, reduce your stress levels and anxiety, it can also help with your sleep. And it's super easy. You don't have to buy anything. Don't have to, you know, it's not hard. You just open your blinds when you wake up in the morning, pull back your curtains, get that natural light in your home. And then the third thing you can do to help create a peaceful home is all about the atmosphere in your home. We want to create an atmosphere of peace. Doing the things that we talked about definitely helps with the atmosphere. You know, having the clutter gone, clear counter and clear spaces, letting that light in brightens the house. But a few more things you can do to kind of help have that peaceful atmosphere. Turn worship music on. There's something about filling your home with worship that brings a peace. It invites His presence into your home and fills your house with His Spirit, His peace, His presence. So turn some worship music on and then light a candle or turn some essential oils on. Fragrance has been shown to affect mood and behavior. Have you ever smelled something that brought you back to a certain time in your life? You can almost feel the things you felt at that point when you smelled it. Same thing with music. Hearing certain music can bring you back to a certain point in your life. Music and smell directly affect our mood and behavior. And there are certain smells that can trigger calm and peace. Y'all know I'm an essential oils girl. I use plant therapy. They are very reasonably priced and they're very good quality oils. Some single scents that are calming and peaceful are lavender, jasmine, and vanilla. There are lots of different ones though. Those are just three that I picked out of the bunch. Plant therapy also has a few blends of different oils that are calming. And I'll have all of these that I mentioned linked in the description. But they have a blend called Chill Out. They have another blend called Worry Free. And then if you have young kids in the house, you want to be careful with diffusing certain smells in the air. So plant therapy, another thing I love about them is they have oils that they label kid safe. So you know that they're okay to diffuse in your home with small children. So their kid safe blend is called Tranquil Blend. And again, I'll have all these linked in the description. What I do is I just put some, I bought a, you know, inexpensive diffuser off Amazon and put water in it and a few drops of those oils and just let it diffuse and fill your home with these smells that are peace and calm promoting. Turn on some worship music. You have your cleared spaces. The natural light is in. And I just want you to sit back and revel in the peace that you have created in your home. And again, there's so many different things that you can do. But I just wanted to bring you just a few simple, easy things you can do to cultivate an environment and a home of peace. I'll see you next week. Love you, friend. Hi, Mama. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, would you mind sharing it with a fellow grieving mama who may need some encouragement on her grief journey? Also, please take 30 seconds and leave a rating and a written review wherever you listen to this episode. Reading your reviews brings so much joy to my heart, and I love connecting with you in that way. All right, I'll see you here next Thursday for another episode. Love you, friend.